knowledge off in 10 minutes. 5'10", Rex Heller will join us as well. You know, last week, you said, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, you said that you were in full support of throwing live chickens out onto the floor during K-State KU games.
Mm-hmm.
And you really doubled and tripled down on it, and I'm surprised that we have not gotten emails from PETA.
I didn't say you needed to hurt them. You don't need to hurt them.
You think bringing a live chicken into an arena is really comfortable for them?
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
I don't like it. Look, I know that it's happened. There was a time in my life where I did think it was pretty funny, but now I've become older. I've matured.
Oh, you're not on board with that?
Well, I'm not going to take the stance of holier than thou, because I still love trying to get in the opponent's head from the stands, but I like when you're clever about it. Not when you're in the NHL playoffs and someone at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville threw a skinned duck out onto the ice because they're playing the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Look at this thing. Like, you think, is that, is that what we want? Is that what we want?
Well, it's dead.
Out of the ice?
It's dead, I assume? I
believe it's dead.
Okay. I mean, like, it's dead already, so it's not a huge deal.
Well, what does that do?
As long as it didn't suffer.
Do you think that really does anything to further your cause of trying to get in the head of the opponents or whatever it is
you're
trying to do? What is the point, I guess I would ask?
Not in favor of the chicken thing because I think it gets in the head of the KU players. I just think it's funny. I just think live chickens running around basically in any circumstance is funny, and especially on a slippery basketball court. And so along those same lines, a skinned duck sliding across the ice, that's kind of funny. I'm fine with that.
I disagree. My whole thing here is, if you are going to do something like this, along those lines, whether you're trying to be funny, you're trying for some mind games, you got to be clever with it, as opposed to just brute shock value from throwing a chicken or throwing a duck. Like, let's be clever here. Those are the best ways to approach this.
Well, do you have some ideas then?
Well, I have one that I saw today just on Twitter. So Matt Harvey, who the Royals broke, his latest issue has been seeing his ex, Adriana Lima, go out. Julian Edelman. It was Julian Edelman. She's now dating Julian Edelman. And he drank himself into a stupor that he did not recover from in time to get to the ballpark the next day, thus was suspended. That's the story with Matt Harvey, right? So he's a broken man because of that. Well, he gave up a home run, one pitch, after somebody yelled from the stands today, Adriana, at him. That's clever.
Yeah.
And that is also funny. And you can argue it got in his head because he gave up a home run on the next pitch.
I would hold up pictures of her. Like, if I was sitting behind home plate, I'd hold up like a big poster with a big half-naked picture of her.
That's fine too.
Yeah.
The Hunter Pence meme that was created around the 2014 World Series, people just making fun of Hunter Pence with creative signs. That's creative and funny. I like that. I've said this multiple times on the show, but my favorite sign I've ever seen at a K-State game was the Sherron Collins going up in a bellboy thing after his elevator incident. Like, that is funny, and that's funnier than just yelling like, Sherron, you suck. You know, I mean, be clever and creative about this if you're going to do it.
Maybe I'm just different in this way. I just get so much humor out of animals being in places that animals shouldn't be. You know, like those videos during the fall when the deer are in the rut, and so they're so sexually charged that they don't know what they're doing, and they go running through JCPenney's, and there's those videos going around. Like, that's hilarious to me.
But we don't need to be throwing. This is not like a PETA defense, but we don't need to be throwing things. Throwing things is going to get yourself, others, in trouble.
So even if it's a rubber chicken, you don't like that either?
Not really, no. Okay. You don't need to be throwing projectiles because, one, things can go wrong that can hurt other people. You can also try throwing a beer as your form of taunting and then all of a sudden wind up catching haymakers from two NBA players in the stands.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you go down to the front row of the student section and tell Gerard Johnson that he's Diet Jamarcus Russell. See, there's a difference here. That was clever and creative and funny. Throwing a beer from the front row at Gerard Johnson while K-State was beating Texas A&M 105-0 or whatever it was. Yeah, that's not funny, and I might be catching haymakers from Gerard Johnson. The difference here. Difference here. No projectiles. Be clever and creative. And maybe this just all stems from, I mean, I was never an athlete. I didn't actually get out there on the field to play. So the way I can come back and make up for that, I didn't have the brawn. I can have the smarts, you know. You can use your brain. Use that brain power.
All right.
That's what it's all about.
I didn't know where this segment was going when we started it, but that was fun.
Did I convince you that the duck is a bad idea and the chickens are a bad idea?
Can I have the chickens one more time, like just so that like that itch has been scratched, and then I'll let it go forever? Can we see the chickens one more time, and then I'll let it go?
I don't think you're going to be able to. Have you seen the Bramlage security lately?
Oh, yeah.
You're not
I
getting a chicken through there.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on
some. You might have to take that one up with Gene Taylor.
I mean, like, we're going to need some El Chapo help if we're going to make that happen.
I was going to mention about the security. It's really just for the KU game, how heightened it is just to make sure chickens don't get in.
Well, yeah, that is a specific part of it. But even a regular game, man, now you have to. Maybe it's just for being in the media with a bag or whatever, but it's. You know, get searched pretty heavily every single game going in there.
You need someone on the inside.
Yes, you would. You probably would need someone, but it's just not worth it. How about you devote the time and energy that you were going to spend trying to get a chicken on the inside and instead come up with some clever things to put on a sign, to shout, whatever it may be.
Well, the problem is, like you said a couple weeks ago, we don't have any KU players that we hate anymore, so there's nothing to inspire that kind of thought process.
Well, it sounds like we got 99 problems, but right. I don't want a chicken to be one, okay? Rex Hudler at 5:10. When we come back, we debut a new segment to show off the beautiful mind of one Mitch Fortner here on The Game.